We're heading towards Yom HaKippurim, and we have awesome avodah that's in front of us. And that's the avodah of tshuva. To understand just a small piece, but maybe to get a little bit more insight on what our avodah is all about, I want to start with the two bookends of the Torah HaKdosha of the mitzvah of tshuva. Where does tshuva appear first in the Torah? It could be in the Zohar. There's references even to earlier sources, but the first psukah that speak about tshuva actually falls apart very, very, very quickly, and that is Kayin makes an error, and he doesn't give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the appropriate karban, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you could do tshuva. Haloi im teitiv says, if you are good, then se'es, then your sin could be atoned. You could improve yourself. You could do tshuva. Vimlo la pesachat esrovitz. This parsha of tshuva doesn't end very well. I would surmise that even Kayin attempted to do tshuva. But of course, just three psukim later, he's killed his brother. Torah HaKdosha concludes with a very, very different parasha of tshuva. And that's the tshuva of the glorious tshuva of Parshas Nitzavim. The Ramban understands, Ki ha-mitzvah azois asher anoichi mitzavcha ayoyim loy nifleisim imcha v'loy rechoy kahi. That tshuva is really so close. It's so close to every single one of us. Loy me'ev v'layomi, lo ba'shamayimi, Ki koroi ve'lecho ha'dovar mi'oit. It's very, very close to you. Be'ezer Hashem, what we're going to try to discuss through the prism of the Torah HaKdosha and through the prism of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the development of a mimtetiv se'es v'mloi se'etiv ha'pesachat esrovetz, the tshuva of Perek Beis of Bereishis, and the conclusion, the glorious tshuva, not the failed tshuva, but the tshuva, ki ha-mitzvah azois asher anoichi mitzavcha ayoyim le-nifleisim chavloi rechoyte. In order to do it, I'd like to ask Be'ezer Hashem a bunch of questions. Of course, those of us who were inspired as second generation by our grand Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, so much of what I'm going to say tonight is inspired by ideas that the Rav said. We're going to say it in our own way, in our own nusach. So whatever is good probably comes from the Rav, and whatever has shortcomings comes from me. Yadua, there's a very famous and fundamental question about the terms that are used for tshuva. Tshuva is referred to as kapara, and is also referred to as tahara. Ki vayoyim azeh yichaper aleichem vayikra tazayin lamed. The tefilas kayin gadol, kaper no la'avoynos. We refer to kapara. Yet at the same time, there's not only kapara, but there's also tahara. Ki vayoyim azeh yichaper aleichem letar eschem. The kayin gadol b'shas avoydosoy, he would cry out, Lefnei Hashem Titaru. And Titaru, we would do the Heshtach Havaya, we would prostrate, put our entire Gashmius, our Artzios, and our entire being to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say Vidui at that moment. And the essence of Yom HaKippurim is Lefnei Hashem Titaru, being in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Tahara. The well-known question is, what exactly is the difference between Kapara and Tahara? That's question number one. We're going to list, Be'ezer Hashem, quite a few questions, and then we're going to pull ourselves back and look at the process of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. If we're speaking about Tahara, of course, there is a Unfortunately, people call it a song. And that is, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei Mi'atem Mitarim U'mi Mitahir Eschem. And that is, yeah, it would be a good idea to close the door, that when it comes to the conclusion of Maseches Yuma, Rabbi Akiva says, Ashreichem Yisrael, clearly, it's got to be a reference to Yom HaKippurim, but let's be omed on two words. Lifnei Mi'atem Mitarim, in front of whom do you purify yourselves? Obviously, a reference of Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Umi Mitahir Eschem. And who purifies you? Tzarechiu number two is, what is this double lashon? Lifnei mi, umi mi atem mitahirim. Question number three. The Rambam in Perek Aleph introduces the mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam describes tshuva in its colloquial terms, charata ala avar, a person is supposed to regret the past, the kabbalah ala asid, and an acceptance towards the future. The Rambam describes it here. I'll pull out the Lashon HaRambam. Oh, wrong crack. The Rambam, when he describes this mitzvah, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph says, "Vidu izeh mitzvah saseh ketzah misvadin." How do you express this atonement, this desire for atonement, in the confessional, in the vidui? Omer ana Hashem chatasi visi pashati fanecha v'sisi kach v'kach v'rinichamti uboshti mimbasai. I'm embarrassed. Ula olam ani chozer l'davar zeh. That's charata lava, regretment of the past. In Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rav pointed out, and many before him as well, that the Rambam has a different Lashon. The Rambam writes that what is a Baal Tshuva? A Baal Tshuva is V'yigmar, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, V'yigmar b'libo shelo yasa'od, V'chein yisnachem al shavar. The Rambam there describes Kabbalah al Asid, and only afterwards does he describe the charata al ha'avar. Why? Why does the Rambam change the order? Question number four. There's an amazing Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya writes that there's two types of tshuvas. In the Igeres HaTshuva, the Baal HaTanya describes there is tshuva that's a tshuva ilah, and there's a tshuva that's a tshuva tata. In the beginning of Elul, I think I already mentioned this to the Talmidim in Yerushalayim, we discussed that there's something striking about the tshuva ilah and the tshuva tata. If anything, I would have described it in the opposite manner. Obviously, ilah means a higher level of tshuva, tata being a lower. If I would have described the tshuva ilah and tshuva tata, I would have described it in the inverse way that the Baal HaTanya does in the Igeres HaTshuva. Says the Baal HaTanya, a tshuva tata is an individual that works on himself, refines on himself, processes. That's tshuva tata. Tshuva ilah is someone who is mechaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah and Tefillah. That's tshuva ilah. I would have just thought that someone who, Nebuch, he doesn't work on himself, but at least he's mechaber to Torah and Tefillah. So that's a process of tshuva. He's connecting himself to something that's good. But someone who works on himself in Aser Simei Tshuva, which is clearly the avod of Aser Simei Tshuva, so then that's something that's even greater. Opposite. Sarachiyun in the Baal HaTanya, that he describes that a tshuva ilah is someone who's mechaber to Torah. So we have a bunch of questions. We have a realization how Torah Kedoshah is built. The two tshuvas, the first and the last in the Torah Kedoshah, the one of Kayin, in Tetiv Se'es, which has clearly shortcomings in the narrative of Bereishis. Then we have the glorious tshuva of Ki HaMitzvah Hazos Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, which is the tshuva of Nitzavim. Something has changed from that original primitive tshuva to the ultimate tshuva, that is the tshuva of Aser Simei Tshuva. What's the double meaning of Rabbi Akiva? which starts with the question of what's the difference between kapara and tahara? What's the pshat in the Rambam in his order of the charata ala ovar and kabola ala osid? What does the Balatanya mean when he says that a tshuva ilah is a tshuva in which a person is being mechaber to Torah and almost recognizes a deep shortcoming in what seems to be the essence of tshuva, and that is a person putting himself through the grind, ayin sham? Obviously, we don't have the time right now to go through the halakha words of the Balatanya. The Rambam that we mentioned, all of those, the Charot ala Ovar and the Kabbalah ala Asid, Perek Aleph versus Perek Beis. All of those things I hope, Ezer Hashem, to get back to when we begin to examine the Avodah of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Zechusa Yogin Aleinu, asked a very basic question about the first step of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And Moiri V'Rabbi Rav Nevinsal Shlita, in his Sefer Yerushalayim B'Moadeha, has a fascinating teretz. In order for us to go forward, we feel already, I hope, close to Yom HaKippurim, we have to look backwards. Rabbi Saul Salanter asks that if he, at first glance, would have been asked to design the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, he would have put Rosh Hashanah all the way at the end and not at the beginning. Kedei shetam lichuni aleichem, to crown myself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to coronate me. I can't crown myself. That requires a tremendous madrega. If God can't do it, and he needs man, so that shows us the great power of man. But at the same time, man has to be of real stature to be able to do it. Asks Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, I don't know how exactly he would have structured Aseres Yemei Teshuva, but something along the lines, Shehav Yom HaKippurim first, Kapara, Slicha, Tahara, and then, afterwards, maybe the ninth day would have been Yom HaKippurim, and the tenth day, Rosh Hashanah. But not Rosh Hashanah first. Mary V'Rabbi Rav Nevinsal Shlita answers, and I'm going to say it in my Nusach, again, the good parts of it are his, and anything that is my nusach, I'm sure one could be mefakpek with. That the most important first step of tshuva is for man to realize, and this is the essence of Rosh Hashanah, and a necessary step for us to still hold on to as we go to our next step towards Yom HaKippurim, is for man to realize the tremendous potential that he has. That without us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus in this world is incomplete. Hayom Haras Olam, Rosh Hashanah is all about the creation of man. And God's kingship on this world, Varim Yaduim, it's well known that God's kingship is dependent on us, as Nefesh HaChaim describes. Tzur Yilad Chateshi, we have in this week's parasha, that when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koach could be weakened when we're weak in our connection to our neshama, to our chelek elokam imam. God's manifestation in this world is dependent on us connecting to the fact that our essence is one which is spiritual. Hence, the day of Rosh Hashanah, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, is the day in which the sixth day of creation, Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim, Hayom Haras Olam, where man reminds himself what he is, what his Iker is. What a pity if man's essence is his body. We're here for a short time. Other Yisodo Me'ofer V'Sofo La'ofer. And it's so limited. It's so corporeal. But there's a part of us that's eternal, and that's a chelek elokam imal. And that's the moda ani lefanecha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a neshama. That's not just a goof. And that's the essence of Rosh Hashanah. Lishmoa kol shofar. Vayipach ba'ap of nishmas kaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed into man his neshama. And man returns back to that state of neshama, and that state of neshama is the first step, not words, l'shmoa kol shofar, the cry. The Groz Zechus HaYogayin Aleinu described that when it comes to tefillah, we have two parts of tefillah. We have the tefillah of the Bakashos, and then we have Shema Koleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear my cry. And that's a redactic of the entire tefillah. Because at the end of every tefillah, man realizes that at the end of the day, his tefillah's Bakasha was incomplete, and there's something deeper that's inside of him, and that's not his words, that's the cry of his neshama. And that's the ultimate tefillah, that's Shomea tefillah. So what happens on Rosh Hashanah is all of humanity is celebrating that first step, that deep spiritual step that they have, which is the first step of tshuva. The first step of repentance is for a person to realize that they shouldn't be trapped by their corporeal entity, their desires, their jealousies, their shortcomings. There's something greater to them. Das heis Rosh Hashanah. That's the first step. My son, my little son in Cheder, brought home a Dvar Torah. I don't like the Dvar Torah. I'm not going to quote who the Dvar Torah is from. His Rebbe wrote, he has an excellent Rebbe. Most of the Dvar Torah come back are fantastic, but every once in a while, there's something that's really off. And the question was, I'm reading here from Daf Kesher, Ramat Beit Shemesh, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. Uvechein tein pachdecho al kol ma'asecha. So my third grade son had written home, Lama anu mevakshim Hashem shi'iten yirat shemayim l'goyim. Why do we ask for Hashem to have give yirat shemayim to goyim? So they quote a great tzaddik. I'm positive this great tzaddik never said this. I'm convinced that it's a misunderstanding. Ki amru chazal. If you ask for somebody else, you get it first. So we ask for the goyim, so this way we could get answered first. That's a total misunderstanding of what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Rosh Hashanah is a day that's Hayom Haras Olam for all of humanity. And all of humanity, Yeshlachgar, according to Balatanya, the different levels of neshama, but all of humanity has a neshama. All of humanity, Adam Arishon is the father of all humankind, Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, and that nishmas chayim is something that is part of man's struggle to constantly maintain that spiritual component that he has. So shofar and Rosh Hashanah is all about hearing that primal, inarticulate cry, as Rav Soloveitchik described, and be able to access the chelek elokam imam. Two people who hear a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Those two people could hear two totally different things. One could be sitting and worrying about whether you heard the shofar according to halacha, and then there's another who hears the cry of a neshama. You know, it reminds me that there was a couple, an elderly couple. One thought that the husband thought that his wife was already hard of hearing. So he had a friend who was an audiologist, and he asked him, should I bring her in? He said, you know what, you should, but you could do one thing at home, and you could test her hearing at home. And what you should do is just, you know, when you're in the living room in the evening, ask her, honey, what's for supper? And see when she responds. If she doesn't respond after 30 feet, go 20 feet. And then let me know before you come in for the appointment. So he goes 30 feet away. She doesn't respond. 20 feet, comes closer, comes into the kitchen. Honey, what's for supper? She's not responding. 5 feet away. He comes 2 feet behind her. He says, honey, what's for supper? She turns around and she says, my dear husband, I told you 10 times, it's chicken. Sometimes people think that they're hearing and they're really not hearing. That's Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. Now let's go to a question. As we proceed towards Yom HaKippurim, of what's the difference between Kapara and Tahara? The Rav pointed out that Rashi Ala Torah, on the pasuk ki achter afanav in Bereishis Lamed Beis, pasuk chaf aleph, Rashi tells us the definition of kapara. V'nira be'enai shekol kapara she'etzel avon v'chet. Lashin kinuach v'ha'avorehe. The word to atone means to turn away, to cover up, to remove the sin. That's kapara. That's kapara. Man has a struggle. All of humanity has a struggle between that vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, the nishmas chayim, the chelak elokam imal, and his corporeal desires. Imtativ says, if you're going to improve, the avera is going to be removed. Vimlo seitiv la pesach hatas roves. Seis means it's going to be taken away. It will be carried away. The Art Scroll translates it, forgiven. It'll be carried away. It'll be removed. That's Kayin. That's the tshuva of Kayin. That's the tshuva in Bereishis. But Rabosai, woe are to us if that's what our Yom HaKippurim is about. If our Kippurim's, Yom HaKippurim's desire is simply one of kapara. You know, I only officiated once in a shul on Yom HaKippurim. Baruch Hashem, I've been zocha all my other years to be in yeshiva. Almost all my other years to be in yeshiva. And it was a modern Orthodox synagogue in Manhattan. And I was trying to prepare for it appropriately. And I asked the president, you know, what are some things that you think that are important for me to keep in mind? And he said to me, remember that the people are here because they're scared to death. There's some people that the High Holy Days is they're there because they've got to be there because they're afraid. They want kapara. The Meiri describes in the Chibur HaTshuva that they get kapara. The pasuk says, "Vuhu in Tehillim Ayin Chetz, Vuhu Rachumi Chaper Ovon V'lo Yashchis," and then the pasuk describes, says the Meiri, that they go back and they sin again. These are people that sincerely want kapara, but if they're only looking for kapara, so then it's a risky business. It's imtativ se'es v'mlo se'ativ la'pesach atas rovetz. The Pesach is still right there. Al ha'pesach. The chet is right there al ha'pesach. But then there's another avoda. The avoda of Yom HaKippurim is Omar Rabbi Akiva Ashreichem Yisrael Lufnei miyatem mitarim umi mitareschem. Rabbi Akiva doesn't sing the praises of kapora. He sings the praises of tahara. Purity. That's our she'ifa towards Yom HaKippurim. Our she'ifa towards Yom HaKippurim is not simply to reach the madrega of kapara, but to reach the madrega of tahara. We know how the Yom HaRosh Hashanah is described. It's a Yom Teruah, it's a Yom Shofar, it's a Shema Kol Shofar. It's the essence of that Neshama. But how do we reach that Madrega of Tahara? What is the essence, the Itzumo Shel Yom HaKippurim, that could bring us? What is that vehicle? Shofar, we have the vehicle of Neshama. What's that vehicle of Yom HaKippurim? The vehicle of Yom HaKippurim in many ways has been forgotten, literally and figuratively. And that is the Yud Gimel Midos. We still say it. We scream it during Nila. Do you know that once upon a time, every single one of the tefillos of Yom HaKippurim had Slichos and Yud Gimel Midos? The tefillah of Yom HaKippurim, Lanias Daiti, is not the Vidui of Yom HaKippurim. The tefillah and the essence, it could very well be, of Yom HaKippurim as a Yom HaRachamim is the Yud Gimel Midos. Let's be ma'amik for a couple of minutes. Let's try to get to the depth of what those Yud Gimel Midos are all about. And once we're ma'amik really into the Omek of the Yud Gimel Midos, then we might be able to come to the essence, the Yitzumo Shel Yom, and come back to the essence of Tahara, to the Tzarech Iyuns, and even a message, Be'ezer Hashem, of what we're trying to accomplish. Everybody knows the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin Amabez. The Gemara describes that the first step to the Yom HaKippurim, the ultimate Yom HaKippurim, which was the Yom Nesinas HaTorah, where Moshe Rabbeinu brought down finally Torah for Klal Yisrael. I would argue, as the Mishnah in Tainis says, it's really Mishnah in Tainis, the true day of Kabbalah HaTorah is not Shavuos. It's Yom HaKippurim. B'yom chasunas of Yom Simchas Libo Zeo Yom HaKippurim. Why is it Yom HaKippurim? Because that is the lasting Kabbalah HaTorah. Notice the word. Kabbalah HaTorah. How does that begin? What's the ultimate process? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wraps himself kaviyochol in a talis, and when he wraps himself in a talis, he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to answer part of your question of how to understand who and what I am. I'm not going to show you my face, but what I will do is I will cry out these Yud Gimel Midos, and when you say these Yud Gimel Midos, you will tap into something that's amazing and special. Now, there's no way that in our standing in Avodas Hashem, my standing in Avodas Hashem, the amount of time that we have tonight, that we're going to be able to plummet the depths of the Yud Gimel Midos. Not Shaykh. But what we could do is really get to a very, very important kernel. Says the Marsha on that Gemara, in Yitzayit HaMabez, Dibar HaMaskel, it's one of the cases where the Marsha quotes a Sefer Yoshan of Kabbalah. Dibar HaMaskel, take a moment to find it, yes, Il Malek. I found in a Sefer Yashan from Chachmas HaMekubalim, V'zelishon Nis'atev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'oso Talis Levana Shenis'atev Bibriyaso Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in what Talis? He says, an or, a light, Nemar Ota Or Kasalma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in this talis, this original or from Bria Sa'olam, and from there he cries out the Yud Gimel Midos. There's the or of Bria Sa'olam, and from there cries out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs us with the Yud Gimel Midos. Says Rav Volbi Zatzal in the Yimei HaRatzon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Yud Gimel Midos is calling out and he's giving us a direction of what Talmidei Chachamim describe is the Or HaNeshama that's inside of us that was created from that moment of a Yipach Bap of Nishmas Chaim and from the moment of Maisa Bereishis. All of Maisa Bereishis is that Or in Kabbalah. Included, of course, is the Or Bifnim, and that's the Chelek Elokam Imam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wraps himself in that or, and he gives us direction of how we're supposed to be able to take that potential of neshama and be able to utilize it in a way that we're going to succeed. No longer the imtativ se'es of the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, but now it's the Ki HaMitzvah HaZayis HaSher HaNaychi Mitzav Chayom Loi Niflei Simim Chav Loi Rechoy Kaki. Let me explain what I mean. Rabosai, the world is a complicated place. Humanity struggles with its existence in the most purest form. Every human being knows deep inside that he's a mixture of spirituality and physicality. But how does he go about doing it? How does he relate to God? How does he bring goodness into the world? There's so much confusion. And if you think that confusion only started with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, you're wrong. Communism. Humanity is confused. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu crying out, Me'a'or, Me'atalis Hazeh, giving us direction, humanity will always be confused. One of my kids told me a line. They said, "What? Trump and Clinton were in an accident. Who survived? America." But that's a challenge. That's a challenge that you think it's new. It's going to be that way before, and it's going to be that way after. Nothing's new. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us from that state of imtetiv se'es, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki ha-mitzvah azos asher anochi mitzavcha ayom lo nifleisim imcha v'lo rechokei. And there are two parts to it. One part is the Maharsha describing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying out from under that talus of the Or of Briyas HaOlam and giving us direction in the Yud Gimel Midos. And the other is HaKadosh Baruch Hu through His Torah, that is the Nesinas HaTorah, is the Kabbalas HaTorah of Yom HaKippur. We asked. The Rambam has a strange order. The Rambam in Perek Aleph has Charot ala Ovar and then Kabbalah ala Asid in Perek Aleph. In Perek Beis, the Rambam emphasizes first the Kabbalah ala Asid and then the Charot ala Ovar. You know what I think is the answer to that question? The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, is describing the most basic tshuva. But the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halach Al, says, Ezuhi tshuva gemura. What is a tshuva gemura? What's a lasting tshuva? A lasting tshuva doesn't start from a place of guilt, and a place of fear, and a place of charot ala avar. A lasting tshuva is a person who's getting hadracha and a realization that he is an Or Elyon, and that he's getting hadracha from Kutcha Brichu that's crying out from that talus. Hadracha, both in terms of kel rachum v'chanun, that we, our mitzvah is to follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Radvaz. Rav Volbi quotes this in the Yemei HaRatzon. It's not the amiras Yud Gimel Midos. It's not the saying of the Yud Gimel Midos. The saying of the Yud Gimel Midos is a reorientation of who am I? What is my essence? And the essence of a human being is v'alachta bidrachav, to go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Tahara of Yom HaKippurim. That's a big part of it. The Tahara of Yom HaKippurim is a recognition that this is who I want to be, my essence. It's no longer about simply getting a kapara on those averes, and there will be. V'hu rachum yichaper avon. But a she'ifa, an aspiration for tahara. Says Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, Lifnei mi atem mitarim. In front of whom are you mitar yourself? In other words, you're standing in front of Kudsha Brich Hu like Moshe Rabbeinu. And Kudsha Brich Hu is directing you. And he's giving you that sense of mission, that tahara, that purity that comes from under that talus, that Or Elyon. Lifnei mi atem mitarim. That's Ashreichem Yisrael. That's unique Klal Yisrael. That's the gift of Yom HaKippurim. That's the special bechina, the progression, which all of humanity has. It's mitzvah of tshuva and teitiv se'es. It's beautiful neshama that every human being has. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yom HaKippurim gives Klal Yisrael something special, and that's the Yud Gimel Midos. Hadrachav alachta bedrachav. Not just simply a bechira, but a hadracha. Lifnei mi atem mitarim umi mitar eschem. In front of whom? And who is mitar you? The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Anoichi ano nafshi kasvi yovis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you my essence in the Torah. In other words, the first step of the Madrega of Rachum v'Chanun, of following in Valachta Bidrachav, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the manual, and that is Torah. That's the Nesinas HaTorah of Yom HaKippurim. And Rabosai, I challenge you. I haven't met a single person who's made a commitment for 10 years for a life of Amelus HaTorah, toiling in Torah. And you know that I feel passionately in speaking to the Nikolal, where everyone here are professionals, that our role is not necessarily to be sitting and learning in Kolel. For sure there are some. But Amelus Batorah, to toil in Torah, means for people whose lives are surrounded by Torah. And Talmud Torah is a central part of their lives. For anybody who's made a commitment who hasn't felt, I haven't met a person who's made a commitment for 10 years who hasn't felt that their lives profoundly changed. It takes a little bit of time. It's not something that happens overnight. But if a person commits himself to Amelus Batorah and everything that it represents with Anon Nafshi Kasviyovis, then the person becomes a different person. What did the Baal HaTanya say? Baal HaTanya said it's a tshuva tata if you're working on yourself, and it's a tshuva iloy to be mechaber to kudsha brichu through Torah. What's the tshuva? Why? Because it's a complicated world. Alone, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hadrach of the Yud Gimel Midos, and without Torah, that's not the highest madrega. The highest madrega is a real desire for a person to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Va'alachta B'drachav. A desire for a true Kabbalah HaTorah in all of its Tahara. And of course, as we mentioned, that's the answer to the Rambam, Perek Beis and Perek Aleph. In Perek Beis, the Rambam is describing a Baal Tshuva Gemura, where his ikar is the Kabbalah. It always bothered me. Is that a strange lashon? I'm not the master of Hebrew. But at the end of the day, is that a strange lashon that we colloquially say Kabbalah ala Asid, an acceptance on the future? I think it's because it's a reference that Kabbalah ala Asid is Kabbalah HaTorah. It stems from an entire embrace of everything that Yom HaKippurim is. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to us through the Yud Gimel Midos that I will, if you will listen, give you lives of Tahara. So that's the difference between Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Nitzavim. The Rebbe in Cheder this time made a mistake. Rosh Hashanah is for the entire world. Tshuva is for the entire world. As Rambam describes, Bechira is so central to man's existence. And every human being is capable of doing tshuva. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to Moshe Rabbeinu, along with the gift of Torah, that for whatever reason the world destined is for Klal Yisrael, comes along with it a direction behind that Or Elyon coming from Kudsh Brichu, the Anon Nafshi Kasviyos. And it's a demand. It's a responsibility. Yud Gimel Midos is not something we say to simply get kapara. Yud Gimel Midos is a cry for Tahara. Mitachas HaTalis, Mitachas Or Elyon, a cry for Tahara. And that means that every single one of us have to ask ourselves, going into the Yom HaDin, where is our she'ifa for that? Where is that aspiration? Is it where it should be? Is it as deep as it should be? And is Torah transforming us? It's not enough just to simply want it. It has to be done in very, very practical terms. You know, it's a lot easier for a person to sign up and learn night kolo and do all the right things. At the end of the day, you know, there are many, many people out there who've made a beautiful life choice. But it's simply a life choice, and nothing more than that. And that is, they made a life choice that being successful Orthodox Jews is the best way to live. If you want your kids, God forbid, not to be on drugs, and your daughter, God forbid, not to get an abortion, orthodoxy is the way to go. And those people are sincere. And they want the kapara of orthodoxy. And then there are people who want even a life of Torah. But is that really tahara? Let me give you an example. The Ramban describes in the Igeres HaRamban. Igeres HaRamban is not Kabbalah. The Igeres HaRamban is basic yesodos in life. The Ramban describes, when you get up from when you learn, did you ever think about how you're going to apply it in your life? When we learn Maseches Moed Katan together, did we think of the implication of what it says about Kodesh and Chol? What Chol HaMoed says about Kodesh and Chol? Did it transform the way in which we look at Chol HaMoed? Does it transform the way in which we experience Chol HaMoed, not only from the perspective of Halacha, whether we ask the Rav the Shaila or not, which is also important, but there's something more, there's something that's deeper. Says the Ramban, and before you get up from your seat to ask yourself, what can I take from it? This is not Chassidus. If it would be Chassidus by me, it would still be fine. But it's not Chassidus. This is Dvarim Pshutim from the Ramban, basic Jewish way of life. It's not called successful Orthodox living. It's talking about a she'if of tahara. That's lefnei Hashem titaru. So I think be'ezer Hashem we addressed all the questions. The question now is what we're going to do with it. Each one al pi madrigaso. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya that this Yom HaKippurim we add a little bit more tahara. It's not something that we could do overnight. But let's not fall into the trap of Tehillah Ma'in Ches that the Meiri describes in the Chibur HaTshuva, where man comes sincerely on Yom HaKippurim, wants kapara, and then he's playing a game of Russian roulette. Vim Tetiv says, Vim Lo Pesachatas Rovets. And Kayin falls, and humanity falls over and over again. And we're here not to be Orthodox Jews for the New York Times. We're here to be Amam Leches Kohen and Vigoy Kadosh. We're here for the entire world to see that there's something more and something beyond. That there's something more than just kapara. There's something more than just bechira between good and bad. There's something that's called tahara. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya that we should be those role models for our family, those role models for our community, and then those role models for the entire humanity. You know, it's amazing, just to conclude, the Ramban on the Pasuk, Ki HaMitzvah Hazos Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, is known to disagree with Rashi. Rashi says, Kim, we were learning up until now, according to the Ramban, that it refers to tshuva. That last mitzvah in the Torah, one of the last mitzvahs is tshuva. So what does Rashi learn? So the world says it over, that the Ramban disagrees with Rashi. Rashi says it refers to Torah. According to what we're saying now, by the way, I looked up in the Ramban, it's Geshmak, no? But you look in the Ramban never says that he's being cholik on Rashi. If you read the Ramban carefully, he speaks about Vahatam, Vahanachon. It's Hainuach! It's one! Torah and Shuvah are one! Yom HaKippurim and the Yud Gimel Midos, Kabbalah Satorah, they're one! They're Hainuach! The Kabbalah Satorah and Yud Gimel Midos and Shuvah, they're Hainuach! It's the same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu crying out from that Or to all of humanity. But Klal Yisrael has that responsibility as Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. So there's no machlokas between Rashi and Ramban. It's really Hainu Hach. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata D'Shmaya to be able to be Mekadei Shem Shemayim. And how's the Gemara in Yuma end? One of the Gemaras concludes, Shehei Shem Shemayim Misayi V'Yadcha. It's not a coincidence that is the same. It's on the same few pages. We have Amar Rabbi Akiva Ashrechem Yisrael Lufnei Mi Atem Metarim Umi Metar Eschem. We be Zoycha to Lufnei Hashem Tatar.